I'm Sean Crawford, along with Tim Landis, business editor for the State Journal Register. And among the topics in this week's business report, one of Springfield's oldest fitness centers is for sale and a couple of bank mergers to discuss. But first, another grocery store, Tim, about to close a deal with the city of Springfield.
Well, we're talking about the Schnucks grocery store. They have plans for two new stores. It's been a little more than a year since they announced those. One would be on Dirksen Parkway, just north of JCPenney, and the other would be just north of Fair Hills Mall on Chatham Road. It looks like at this point they may get an agreement for some tax increment financing assistance on that east side store, maybe sometime this summer.
And we don't know what a completion date on that would be, do we?
They haven't announced a construction schedule, but as you have seen with some of the other TIF projects around town, those can get going pretty quickly once they have that agreement in place.
I was going to ask, is the TIF district agreement, is that vital to this project? Does it appear as though this could go without that?
It was contingent on TIF assistance on that east side store. They created a new TIF district, so there's no money in it right now, but as you have seen with a couple of other projects around town, the city has been offering to repay them as money comes into the TIF. So that's probably something along that line that we would see this summer.
And that second store, which was going to be north of the Fair Hill Shopping Center area, that store on Chatham Road, that's still in the drawing board, as you said. Any idea what may happen with that?
It just appears to be on indefinite hold at this point. They seem to be concentrating on the east side store. And, of course, there was some concern there on Chatham Road about knocking down some woods in that area to make way for the store. So no real word on that one yet.
A little farther south on Chatham Road, we have one of Springfield's oldest fitness and tennis clubs, and it is for sale. Tell us about that.
Springfield Racket and Fitness Center on Chatham Road opened in the early 70s, maybe the first fitness center, or at least among the earliest in Springfield. And the owners there, Kevin and Julie Borse, they want to retire. So they've had it on the market for a few months and have really just ramped it up lately. They said they picked up the effort with the economy coming back. They hope there's some buyers out there.
And it may be the oldest, but it's certainly not the only fitness center in town. We've seen a lot of those open up recently. That did not have anything to do with their decision?
They said it's had some effect on membership. Now, they're mostly a tennis club, but this is more about retirement. And you're right, there are a couple more chains still planning to open in Springfield. So that has been one of the factors, but not the main factor.
And finally, a couple of bank mergers to mention, including Marine Bank of Springfield buying the Schuyler State Bank of Rushville. What's that all entail?
Well, it's been a while since we've been talking about bank mergers. Those pretty much came to a halt during the worst of the financial crisis. And just in the last couple of weeks, Marine Bank of Springfield announced they'd be acquiring the Schuyler State Bank, and that includes branches in Macomb and Rushville. And then a week before that, United Community Bank of Chatham announced they'd be picking up four branches from the Mercantile Bank in Quincy. This just represents growth for both these banks. Marine Bank's up around $600 million in assets now, and United Community Bank about $1.8 billion. So they're continuing to grow.
All right. Well, Tim, we'll talk again next week.
All right. Thank you, Sean.
Tim Landis is business editor for the State Journal Register, and you can read the latest stories he's working on each day in the SJR.